It's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. We start with sobering news for the SBC. The nation's largest Protestant denomination lost over 1,200 congregations in 2022. That's according to new analysis by Lifeway. The SBC's annual church profile found that between 2021 and 2022, 2% of the convention's 50,423 active congregations closed their doors, while another 0.5% left or disaffiliated with the SBC. Total SBC membership also declined by around 457,000 people, the biggest single-year drop in over a century. Sobering statistics that should drive us to prayer for this denomination, which is desperately trying not to split. In other news, a Christian woman in North Carolina says she was fired from Starbucks from opposing the company's LGBT pride display and pronoun policy. Her name is Taylor Trice, and she explained that while she's willing to use customers' names, she could not in good conscience use preferred pronouns that contradict biological reality, because that would be lying. Yes. Yes, it would, Taylor. She also felt an LGBT display went too far for a family-friendly environment. She emphasized loving her former coworkers and wanting the best for them spiritually. Starbucks, for its part, prohibits discrimination and harassment and expects employees to follow its policies, which means that they must discriminate and harass Christians. You see how ridiculous and non-inclusive inclusivity really is? On a more positive note, Chick-fil-A, the fast food chain famous for closing on Sundays, has set another sales record in 2022, generating $21.58 billion, a near 15% jump from 2021 and over 40% higher than 2020. You know, it's really just a truly remarkable story that shows us that you don't have to compromise to the culture in order to succeed in business. Finally, a new survey finds that Gen Z women are abandoning Christian churches at unprecedented rates, even as their male peers are becoming more religiously committed. Over 60% of Gen Z women now identify as feminist, and nearly two-thirds feel churches treat women unequally. Shaped by a culture that emphasizes personal autonomy over family and faith, this exodus of women represents something that should be alarming for the future of the American church. I think we would all do well to continue praying fervently for our churches. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.